This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Mad Max Fury Road brings back the original Mad Max director, the one who introduced Mel Gibson as a dystopian anti-hero who lived to tell the tale of being actually a dystopian and actually an anti-hero. And as much as Mad Max the original looked at the future and saw a vision of global warming and lack of fossil fuels and steampunk Burning Man, artistic, broken down, futuristic creations, and is the same way that H.R. Giger looked at Alien and created a world in outer space of silence and metal and shine. Miller looks at the future and sees dust and no California water and also Burning Man. It really looks a lot like Burning Man. It's car culture to the extreme. This is more than Fast and the Furious. This is Fast and Future Furious. This is what the cars will look like in the future when they come to eat us all. And we have to siphon gas out of tankers. Really what we have here is the best action movie in a long, long time. This is no comic book or Fast and the Furious knockoff. It's just surpassing the original in every way. So the question is, what are the types of movies that are going to elicit fear in the future? Here it looks a little bit like Hills Have Eyes. We've gone through the decade of bird flu, pandemic, coming out of the 80s, HIV, and the fears of all the different viruses that are in a modern world that give rise to the zombie, the impetus to create zombie films too. So what do we have here? We have maybe the sprouting of a new, maybe the reinvigoration of a genre that will take as its sort of cue a world of a warm climate. So we also have San Andreas coming out later this year. So maybe we're back to world disaster movies playing on the unconscious, or rather the very conscious fear that we have that the natural world will overrun us all. But have no fear, Tom Hardy, Charlize Theron, and some of the most beautiful models in the world may ride in like the cavalry in an apocalyptic Western recreation to save us from our Hollywood doldrums.